Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved. It's March 27th, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's October 8th, 2002, and here's Jesus. We're continuing today with our special guest, Elgard Onens. Elgard, what is your first question?
Thank you, Speaker Pauley. Pardon me for asking, Nazarene, but I'm very curious about this. How come a majority of your people see mine as heathen, false gods and or demons? I thought all was made known in the afterlife and discrepancies therefore resolved.
Unfortunately, Elgard, no matter how much we try, there are those in the afterlife that still cling to the false teachings that they have been taught in the material world. You don't know how tired I get of the phrase, "but my priest told me." We will tell people over and over and over again what your priest told you was wrong. It was propaganda. It was what was made up by the church to make anybody that was different look bad. Try to understand that there were good people before us. There'll be good people after us. We're good. That's all that matters. You're good. That's all that matters. Don't judge other people. Learn what they believe, understand what they believe, and find in the long run it ain't all that gather different. If you just open your heart and love one another, you'll find you don't have that many differences. But there's just some people that will not get the point, no matter how hard you try.
Thank you, Nazarene and Elgard. Fantastic stuff as usual, and how true it is. We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Gerald Pauley. For the last 30 years or so, my wife and I have been producing Voices from Spirit magazine, which tells a lot about what has been going on in the afterlife. It is available at
voicesfromspirit.com/voices.htm.
Both our current issue and back issues that are online. We certainly hope you will enjoy it and tell your friends about it, because many other people love it.
We're back. What's next, Elgard?
All right. Nazarene, your world experience has seesawed over the millennia, from technological interstellar capable to primitive non-understanding of nature and now back again. Do you think in your eons-long existence from what you've seen that the Midgardians, as we call them, or the people of Earth will live up to their full potential?
Well, Elgard, man has great potential. The human being has fantastic potential, but it makes me so sad to see so much of it wasted. They are squandering their resources. They are squandering their atmosphere. They are destroying themselves with their greed and lust. It hurts me so much to see a criminal that has so much capability that if he put his efforts into honest work would probably make himself a millionaire. But he has to have the fast buck. He has to have the easy mark. Nothing matters to them but pleasure. Nothing matters to them but getting ahead by any means they can. Honesty is unimportant. Truth is unimportant. The very things that make up the factors of society are unimportant to them. Man has great potential, but that potential is simply being wasted. We try so hard to make them understand the truth, to make them understand that they have to care about themselves and others, and what they do matters. Man has the potential to go with us to the stars, to do just about anything, if we can defeat their greed and their lust. But sometimes I don't know if we can.
Thank you, Nazarene. Yes, I remember when I was like that. And I'm so glad the Lord's reached me and made me see the truth.
We'll be back again.